One of the first things you should do before trying to use ARIs is to familiarize yourself with any significant spatial features in the static grids. First, look for discontinuities at regional boundaries in the Atlas 14 data that we covered in the first lesson. Values may change abruptly at these boundaries due to different calculation techniques. In this example, we see this happen along the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Second, look for noticeable hotspots in higher recurrence intervals. This is the same example from the previous slide, showing a 500-year ARI, and it is easy to see the hotspot in north-central Illinois. These hotspots arise from having limited observational data for the rarer events, and may be a result of, say, one gauge capturing one extreme rainfall event that was used in the ARI calculation. Having local climatological knowledge may help you ask yourself if these values make sense. Bottom line, use these grids to familiarize yourself with the spatial distribution of the ARI data way before flash flood operations begin.